Hi, welcome to the first video in Connecting Faith to Business. The previous video did a bit of an introduction, but this one we start with Genesis, part one, which means I'll share some things from there that God's saying to business or people in ministry. Every business, every family, every church, life, whatever it is, starts with a beginning. And the book of Genesis is about the beginning. And unfortunately, man got lost on the way. You see, because every business career, church, ministry, whatever it is, and family, we seem to think as soon as we get married, it's the end. We finish college or university, that's the end. But it's actually, it's a journey we're on, and that's only part of that journey. So all of life till the time we depart off this planet is a journey. And, you know, businesses and people with careers, they get lost, they get deflected, they get influenced by the wrong things, they get bad attitudes. They may even lose a job, but that's not the end. It's only part of the journey. And churches get lost. You know, a pandemic comes and they think it's all over, but the doors opened in so many other ways, and some were quick to move and others weren't. Businesses that move really quickly really showed the way. And you can go back to some of my Business Bites videos and have a look at a few of the videos I shared, examples of businesses that really pivoted, which I hate using because everyone uses it, but they actually change really quickly and move forward. So here are some couple of key thoughts to you, to business people, from Genesis. Number one, you need a vision. You see, God gave man a vision, and it's in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. The New King James Version says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Well, that's a pretty specific and definite vision to go out and make it happen. But some businesses and even churches want to change their vision every year. They think, oh, this is not working. Well, actually, the reason it's not working, they've not built a plan around it. They've not built actions. It's great having a plan, but you've got to have actions. Who's going to do what by when? So every vision needs that. And, you know, some visions actually are what I call manufacturer's talk. It's you talking to yourself. I like people to think about their vision, who's your target audience, and then your vision is aimed at what it's going to, your business, your service, whatever it is going to do for them. What's your church going to do for them? So we've got to move it away from this manufacturer's talk. And, you know, when you've lost your vision or when you're wandering around and don't seem to be going anywhere, I encourage people to go back to the original vision and see where you went off track. And maybe you need to get back on track. Maybe a few things need to be redirected or actions or whatever needs doing. And you may need someone who's going to help you do that. Fortunately, the early people, you know, in Genesis had God directing them. They didn't always listen to him and they weren't always obedient. You know, in the advertising days when I was there for 30 years, in the last couple of years, I was appointed managing director. It wasn't on my plan or desire. It just happened one day. And I said to our key people, we need a vision and a plan. And back then, developing visions and plans were actually in the early days when people were talking about these things. So we had to learn about what this was all about. So we developed a plan and we came out with a vision that was to be the best advertising agency this country has seen, dash, okay is not okay. And the key words, probably we didn't realize it was okay is not okay. So if we're developing a creative script, television script, we're developing some technology, and it's only going to satisfy today or this year, then it's only okay. We don't want okay. If we're going to exceed or become the best, we have to do more than just being okay. So we set about doing excelling above okay, and we then saw the best 2 years the advertising agency has seen, because we had the vision, but we actually had a plan of actions and who was going to do what, and we checked on people to make sure these things happen. And in Genesis chapter 15 verse 5, God talks to Abraham and he said, look up to the sky, count the stars, that's how many descendants you're going to have. And by this stage he didn't have any children. Now I've got to tell you, every time he looked to the sky, he could see God's promises. That was the vision. And one stage God even said, count the sand on the seashores. I don't really ever tried to do that, just one handful. I have enough problems getting it out of my toes or shoes or swimming costumes. There's so much of these. God said, you're going to have descendants, and yeah, you know, we're all descendants from Abraham, and and people have come out from that. And that was a promise. And all he had to do was look to the sky or look to the sand, and he could see this huge promise that God had made, or this huge vision he'd set before him. And he would have many descendants. So every time something happened that was negative or against him, all he had to do was look up. And then we get to Genesis 12, verses 1 and 2. And you can see that God initiated vision and not Abraham. And it says in Isaiah that God's going to birth ideas, new things we haven't even thought of. You can't say, I knew that all along. And I've seen that happen in business when I've needed ideas. I've seen it happen when I needed to speak to someone specifically about something. I've seen churches birth programs they weren't even planning because God had birthed something in them. And then we get to Joseph in chapters 33 to 50, well worth reading. See, God birthed a vision, very big vision with Joseph. I'm not sure he was wise in how he shared it with his brothers or his parents, because his brothers got really angry. And in the end, he never saw this vision come to fruition for a long time. And on the journey, he got thrown into a pit. He was sold into slavery into Egypt. He then got thrown into prison. And you read the story with everything. But after many, many years, all this was vision was about, eventually his people, his father and his brothers coming to Egypt and being looked after in a very severe famine. And he was so well regarded in Egypt that even when his father died, the Egyptians mourned longer than the Israelites mourned for him. So he was a vision that was very big for Joseph. He was young, but God took it and he made it happen. So regardless of your circumstances, there's always hope. You've only got to look at Abraham, who didn't have any children, and God said, this is how many you're going to have, and to Joseph, where everything didn't really go to plan. And that's vision. That's one of the things out of Genesis. The second thing, which we don't like, I've called it pruning. You know, to go forward, there actually needs to be pruning. For trees or plants to grow, they need pruning, trimming. And different trees require different types of pruning. And, you know, in our businesses, we've got to take inventory of prices, of products, of services, of process, even our attitudes. And we need to take stock, we need to listen, we need to look and say, what do we prune out? We can't keep this range of products with warehouses full of product that no one wants. So we've got to work out a plan. And we've got to focus on what our key activities. There are too many business people chasing too many rabbits. I quote someone else who said, when you chase two rabbits, they both escape. You've got to focus on one thing. And, when you saw Abraham and Lot, you know, they grew. God blessed them so much that Abraham had to say to Lot, we've got to separate because we're growing in numbers of people and in stock and in everything else. So you go one way and I'll go the other. They still met and talked with each other, but they had to think about their business and make some serious changes. And sometimes we have to have a different perspective, and bringing someone in to help us, like a mentor will really help, or a consultant, and we'll talk about what to look for with those as we get to some other books, you know, in the Bible. But you take, for example, Jacob. You know, Jacob, his name meant deceiver or usurper, and he did that to his brother. But eventually, later on in his life, he wrestled with God, or an angel of God, and God changed his name from Jacob to Israel, which means Prince of God. And in Old Testament times, names, a name you were given meant something. And his first name was deceiver, usurper. And God changed him to think about himself differently. And sometimes we've got to have a rethink of our business, reset the vision, reset the plan. And sometimes it may mean people changes. And that's what happened in relation to a number of people, you know, in the Old Testament. There had to be a change and had to be new thinking, because they got off track. So that's the first video in part one to do with Genesis. So next week we'll do part two. Thank you.